Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In the studio is Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great, other than the rain. I mean, I love the rain. It's good for the countryside, but it's kind of gloomy.
Yeah, I mean, it's helping out those firefighters. They got a good practice run of a really serious day, and then Mother Nature said, okay, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it the rest of the way for you.
Yes, yes. However, when Mother Nature came through the valley on Sunday, we are just kind of in the middle of the valley, and we got so much hail it took out all my flowers.
I lost a tree. I lost my apricot tree.
Oh, no.
In the backyard. Yeah. It's now I get to make a lot of trips to the transfer station to finish.
Out, huh?
Yeah. So it's good to have you back here in the studio finally, even if we're kind of, we got a divider between us, but you're here in person, so that's nice.
I know it. I missed you.
Are things starting to get back to some semblance of normal at the chamber?
In some ways, you know, I mean, our coming in and doing our daily work, we started back the first day the governor allowed. So we came in the 28th end of April, but, my staff all has separate offices. So, you know, we're doing some distancing in that manner. Most all of the chamber meetings are done by Zoom, so far. So, you know, things are still different in that way. We're still doing, more work towards business survival. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, it hasn't necessarily been a bad thing for the chamber to refocus. We really kind of had to be nimble and get quickly up, you know, kind of change the whole chamber's mission. And so, you know, most of our work right now is for business survival and support for small businesses and all businesses. And so, you know, we just had to kind of reinvent the chamber.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the 14-day quarantine now gone for people visiting. Are we starting to see any kind of noticeable increase in that here in Helena?
We had our first new case here about a week ago, but you know, we are seeing more people out and about. The restaurants seem to be getting up to maybe, I would say, they're between 60% and 70% occupancy. You know, so it's nice to see them back to where they can actually make a little bit of money. The first few weeks that they reopened the indoor dining looked pretty sparse in there, and it's really too bad. They're going above and beyond with the cleanliness and the sanitation. The restaurants are, you know, and it's kind of nice. You walk in and things are so spotless. I mean, you could seriously eat off their floor. They're so clean, and so, you know, I encourage people to get out and support them and try to help them get back on their feet.
Yeah, well, and we're talking this morning with Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, and you know, in terms of a typical summer visitation, that's pretty big. Are there any estimates coming out of, you know, at least nationally, what they're saying percentage-wise of that visitation is going to be?
I have not seen any statistics that I would trust.
Sure.
I mean, it's really going to depend on the area. I just feel like Montana might do better than other states because of the fact that we were the lowest number of cases per capita in the nation. So I think maybe Alaska might have been a little bit better than us, but we were definitely one of the safest states. So it was kind of funny. We have a hotelier manager on our board. And she mentioned the other day that as soon as the 14-day quarantine was lifted, her phone started ringing.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So people are rebooking. And now some of those people could be Montanans traveling in Montana. If you notice on TV, the Office of Tourism and the even RCVB are advertising for people to travel within the state. It'll be the best year ever because we won't have the huge crowds that normally come in on tour buses and from the foreign visitors. They just won't be coming.
Right.
But the Montanans and maybe surrounding states, you know, we have two of the most stellar parks in the nation. And so I'm kind of hopeful. You know, the one thing that has hit the hotels hard too is the cancellation of all the events.
Right.
You know, the Fair and Stampede canceling and some of the tournaments and stuff. And, you know, those are big dollars for them. They really depend on those weekends where they're 100% full. And those probably aren't going to happen. But I think we'll have hopefully enough tourism that it'll keep their doors
offset
open.
Some of that.
And,
yeah.
And they'll start on their way to recovery. And then Helena may be in a better position than some cities because starting the first of the year, well, even towards the end of the year, we start getting people related to the legislative session. And so hopefully that will help our numbers come up a little quicker than some other areas. But it's really kind of sad. You just feel so bad for them. And I just feel really bad for all of the businesses that have been impacted. And it was something so totally out of their control.
Right.
It wasn't anything they did. It wasn't any, you know, it just happened. And we've never seen, and hopefully we'll never again see something that impacts so greatly. But some of our Helena businesses are really hurting, and I encourage them to check out the Helena Chambers website. We do have a webpage dedicated totally towards COVID-19 and business recovery.
Yeah, that reopening guide is there still.
Right. All of the reopening toolkit, everything. So, you know, and that's, you don't have to be a member of the chamber to take advantage of all of that. And we're here for business success and survival. So we encourage all of them to take a look at that. And if there's something that we in particular could do to help them out, call the chamber. We'd be happy to try to do what we can.
Yeah. Kathy Burwell is the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. She's our guest on Coffee Break today. And we mentioned the weather when we started, and we need this to clear up a little bit because you have to go out and play golf tomorrow.
We do. We have our golf tournament. You know, it was supposed to be in May, and of course we canceled it in May and rescheduled for June. And you know, I looked just before we sat down here, and it looks like tomorrow's supposed to be partially cloudy and get a high of 73. So let's be praying for that. And we debated whether to have the tournament or whatever. And when Bill Roberts told us that we could move ahead with it, we did. And, you know, sometimes you have to just try to get some normalcy. And our tournament's full. We have the maximum number of teams, which is 32. We have a full slate of sponsors. And it looks to be a tournament as normal. Now, some of the food options that mm-hmm. we'll be offering the players will be served differently. But, you know, we'll still be doing safe distancing. All players will get hand sanitizers and, you know, there'll be some safety measures in place, which is not necessarily a bad thing. We maybe should have been doing that all along. But we're hopeful for a very successful tournament.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. Just like you said, just to get out and do something that feels normal, even if there's right. aspects of it that aren't quite the right. same. It's you're out playing golf. You're doing something normal.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, we have to go to a break in a few minutes, but I want to at least start talking 20 under 40. That's coming up. That's always an exciting thing. That's another, right. you know, hey, let's talk about something normal.
Exactly. And that's something where we really recognize the strong leadership and community service skills of our younger people in the community. And encourage if you want to nominate somebody. I guess you could even nominate yourself if you wanted to. But go to the IR.com website and you can find that. And it's a partnership between the chamber and the Independent Record. And so we really want to get a wonderful array of nominations. And then, of course, there's a selection process to get down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to look different. We can't have our event because of the numbers. We can't have our event in August. We've pushed it to September, and we'll just have to play it by ear and see how things have opened up by then. And hopefully they'll open up by then because I want football to start.
Right, I do too. I've got my Cowboys mug here. Ready to go.
I'm hoping for the Cats, you right. know, the Bobcats.
Well, and it's always impressive to me. I mean, I know we love Helena. We know how impressive the business owners and stuff here are. But I think when that 20 under 40 comes out, it really sort of highlights some stuff where you sit down and take a beat and kind of go, oh, wow. Like,
right.
they're very impressive. I mean, it's always neat to sort of highlight
right.
some of that stuff. I think important.
Well, and you know, unfortunately, the younger generations, especially the millennials, kind of get a bad rap. And I think that's just, you know, it's just like in any instance, there's a few that give the bad rap, but most of them are just amazing and awesome. And we need to recognize that and recognize their contributions to our community.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the 20 over 40. You know, I can get into that now.
You're giving away your age.
I know. Well, that's okay. We're chatting this morning with Kathy Burwell. She's the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. We do have to take a break, and so we might as well go ahead and do that now, and then we'll come back and chat more. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Again, this is Coffee Break, and I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for hanging around. We've got Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell in the studio with us today. And we were talking COVID a little bit at the front end, and we mentioned, you know, we're in phase two. The state's reopening. Helena's reopening. Are we seeing people turn out? I mean, is Helena going to businesses now? What are you hearing from business owners?
Well, you know, like we talked earlier, you know, it's still coming. It's still working back in the restaurants. I think that the retail is coming back slower, especially in the smaller businesses. And I really encourage people to get out, because those businesses have gone above and beyond to reopen. And they have a lot of social distancing rules when you go in and everything, but they really need your business. You know, if you go downtown to some of those retail stores, they really need you to stop in and buy something. Just stop in and say, hey, we appreciate you being here, would mean a lot to them. But, you know, of course, the big box stores have continued to do really well. If you go out on the weekend and go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Power Towns, and any of those stores, Rockhand Hardware, Walmart, any of those stores, they're very busy. And I think people are doing a lot of home projects. And, you know, so I think those businesses have thrived through this. I think Walmart was up. You know, it's just been amazing. But the little businesses are the ones that concern me, and that I really hope people will take a look around and say, hey, that person put his life on the line, or her life on the line, to have a business, and let's go support them, even if it's just a small purchase, or like I say, to stop in and say, we appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting that even in this time, we've got new businesses coming into town right now, which is neat.
Yeah, we have a call center coming in there behind Walmart, and they are hoping to employ as many as 200 people. And you know, there's some things happening around town. The new brewery out at East Helena, and
that's Missouri River.
Yes.
And then
they have Carmadillo's going in there. And I see they have a sign up that they have some retail space available, too. So they evidently overbuilt the building enough that they could have other businesses with them.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of going. I can tell you that the construction business, they are busy right now. There's homes being built. A lot of subdivisions are really filling in with new homes. And people are coming here and buying homes. Montana, being the safest state in the nation, didn't go unnoticed. People are coming in. The realtors are selling a lot of homes, and the homes are pretty high.
And you mentioned home building. There's work being done out in East Helena, right? As far as like some subdivision going in?
Right. There's a huge subdivision planned for right next to the new high school.
Okay.
And I think 90 home lots in there. And I don't know at what stage that is, but I believe that's Vigilante Properties is in there, Vigilante Development. And But, you know, out on Canyon Ferry, there's a couple of them that are about half filled, and they're filling up fast. There's subdivisions all over the valley.
Yeah, and they're building down across the frontage road, across the highway on the other side.
Right.
Those have been going up for quite a while now.
Right. And, you know, people from other states look at Montana and go, wow, the quality of life is so high. You know, it's a much safer state in many ways, not just for the virus, but it was safer. It's safer for violent crimes and that type of thing. And so they were coming in through the pandemic and buying homes. One of our realtors said they had people coming in, they'd meet them in the parking lot and do the paperwork, and they'd buy a home and leave and then move here. And
yeah.
We said, well, do they have a job? And they're like, well, they can work from home now.
Yeah.
So it's a different world. And I think our community will continue to grow. Hope that things get back to normal.
Yeah.
Of some sort. And I don't go with the new normal. I don't buy into that new normal thing. I think that it's got to get back to normal. If it's not normal, it's abnormal.
Well, if we're going to get back to normal, I need Taco Bell open.
There you go.
You know my affinity. Is it open now? You know my affinity for Taco Bell. And
I think I
then
saw
they went and
people
shut
going
down.
Through the drive-thru there the other day. I don't know if they're open inside.
Yeah. They had some sort of, was it, I heard plumbing?
That's what I heard,
problem.
Too, but I don't know. They
I think they repaved that parking lot, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but, and then, of course, Taco John's threw a loop at us and closed their Prospect Avenue, and then they're going to get a Slim Chicken in there.
Yeah,
which
we
I've
had
never
them.
Heard of.
We had them on the show. We had somebody with the company on the show last week.
Ah,
and it sounds very, very good.
Yeah,
I think
Southern Chicken, I guess. And
yeah, based in Arkansas, they have. She told me 17 different dipping sauces.
Wow.
So it's going to take
how
me a while to figure out. I know. I don't know how I'm going to decide.
I have a hard time if they got four options.
Yeah. Give me the pictures and to show me. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good addition. I think Helena's going to enjoy that.
I Heart Macaroni and Cheese is working on their location. I haven't heard from her where their final location is.
Okay, they're still coming in, though.
Oh, yeah. She's purchased the franchise.
Okay.
And that's Teresa Gonzalez. And that sounds like a real fun business, because who doesn't like pasta, you know?
Right, right. Well, and I guess we'll just stay on the theme of food. Sud is putting in a drive-through.
Yes.
That's fantastic news.
It might be in by now.
Okay.
And you know, that would be great, because you know, a lot of people really like the convenience of just driving through, pick it up. Because you know, if you think you got to park and go in and wait at the counter and whatever, this way you can just drive through and say, "Here, do you have my order ready?"
Yeah.
And boom.
Especially right now, I mean, it's easier and more accessible for more people.
Exactly. And of course, they're famous for their chicken.
Right. So, yeah, those will be the two competitors, won't they?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of there's getting to be a lot of good chicken places. You know, actually, Pizza Ranch is a little misleading when you look at their name, but they have excellent chicken.
Oh, I love going there for their chicken.
Yeah.
I eat more of their chicken than I do their pizza, if I'm honest.
I do, too. Because it's roasted chicken and it's pressure cooked, and so it's really good, too. But we're, you know, we're moving along with some projects, and Helena just continues to grow, I think.
Yeah. Well, and what you mentioned, I mean, the drive-thrus, they seem, anytime I drive past anywhere, the drive-thrus are busy. So
yes.
I think at least the fast food places in town, they seem to be doing okay, even though they can't have, you know, dine-in right now.
Right.
It seems like drive-thrus are doing okay.
Right. Every drive-thru in town is busy at the noon hour. I mean, I'm telling you, you have to expect to wait at least 15 minutes to get up to order.
Yeah, well, and is there a new, I think I had read your column that there was a new bakery coming?
Yes, well, they've been here for a while.
Okay, they're just moving?
We kind of have two new ones. We have the Sunflower one that's mm-hmm. going on Euclid, and then we have Ooh La La. And both of them specialize in different things, and the one is more bread. Which is, what is the other one up there? Great Eight Breads, or what is the one up? There's another one.
I know
up.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
There's another one up on where the Vanilla Bean used to mm-hmm. be, and I'm sorry that the name escapes me, but But they have super bread up there, and that's right up there on Rodney Street.
Our food options are not lacking in Helena.
No, and if you go out and look, you know, there's a lot of great places for baking, bakeries, and you know, we have Dive Bakery. I love to go over there for their breakfast buns, and you know, there's some great bakeries around town, and we definitely, you know, if people want that wholesome, fresh baked, I think there's a lot of options.
Is there some work going on over at the old mall location as
yes,
well?
Yes, the Bison Engineering Building, they've moved out of that, and they moved to the Enterprise Building, I believe, over off of Carter Drive. And so they moved out, and that lot and building was bought by Stockman Bank, and there will be a new Stockman Bank on that corner. And that street should punch through Sanders Street, mm-hmm. so it'll actually be sitting on a corner.
Okay.
Well, no, it's on Roberts, isn't it? I'm sorry. That corner is on Roberts. But on the other side of them will be one. And then I believe, I don't know the name of what bank is going in, but there will be a bank on the opposite corner on the north side of where the Stockman Bank is going too. And I believe there's a Starbucks going in. They haven't started that
yet.
Okay,
so a new Starbucks location too.
They have some permits.
Okay.
I believe that'll be on the corner of Sanders and Prospect. And there's an office building planned for the opposite side of Sanders and Prospect. So that I believe the developers are putting in there. And they're moving along. I mean, they've got some new options and stuff for that property, and they just haven't really released anything yet because they don't have solid contracts on some of that
right.
stuff. But hopefully this year you'll start seeing some buildings going up and some great things along there, because it looks a little desolate.
Yeah, empty right now.
Yeah.
It's sad. Even though we'll take the old building. We want something there. Kathy Burwell at the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce is our guest this morning on Coffee Break. And you mentioned Walmart, Kathy. There's work being done in there too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. They're,
on the front end, something's coming
constantly,
in?
Constantly, they're putting a Claire's in there,
oh,
which
okay.
is kind of a boutique. You've mm-hmm. seen those in malls traditionally, but they have, you know, hair things, what do you call it? Bows and barrettes and
yeah.
things like that, and then they
really
have,
not my kind of place.
No, but my granddaughter's name is Claire, and she thinks those stores are named
those
after
are hers.
Her.
Yeah, she ought to get a discount.
But they are definitely a place for girls and women to go and get fun things.
And a new place on the is it on the Gulch? Is it like a kid's clothing store or baby store? There was a new retail place out on the Gulch, I thought.
Yeah, and I don't know what the name of that is yet.
Okay. But, I know I'm putting you on the spot. We're just throwing everything at you this morning.
Yeah, they were working on that quietly during the pandemic, and so I don't have a name for that one.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of things happening, and of course you've already seen they knocked down the old transit station on Last Chance Gulch. And also that little brown building that was next to it that had mm-hmm. about 10 businesses in the last 10 years
yeah.
in it. And so those are gone. And then they will be building, I think, a 4 or 5 story building there with parking underneath.
Yeah, I'd heard there's a traffic light coming down there as well at some point. Or
right.
there were plans for that.
I don't know if that traffic light, I'm not sure. But also, I believe they have bought the Burdick Lock building.
Burdick okay.
Locksmith, mm-hmm. and they're still in. Burdick is still there. Make no mistake, they have not moved. But at some point, they have a new building down in by the Vanilla Bean that they'll be moving to. And you know, they're a unique business, and they're a longtime member of the chamber. We love Burdick Lock, and but anyway, that building that they're in now will come down, and it'll be parking also for the building across the street.
It's incredible how much work is being done
yeah.
Right now in Helena. And actually I think he's going to be on the show. I got to check my calendar. I think next week we've got Aaron coming in. There's really close to us here. There's a new thrift store coming to town
oh, yes.
as well.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to come on the show and chat
yes.
about that next week.
Yes, I want to say that's Big Sky Resale.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also behind Walmart, kind of, and they just joined the chamber. So, yeah, they that's, you know, and it's always nice to see more options in town for resale. So,
and Over by Bob's. What's going up over by Bob's? Do you know the Valley?
That's a hardware. Hardware store. That is Steve Bartness. That's the owner of Bob's Valley Market. And he's putting in a hardware store, and he plans eventually to put a grocery store out there too, a full grocery store.
Okay. You know?
They've got a pretty wonderful little store already with the convenience store there. But they're looking at eventually having a full service big grocery store out
there. That's fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of people live in that.
Yeah, it's definitely growing.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got about exactly 2 minutes left, Kathy. What's going on over here with our neighbors at the airport?
The airport. You know, there has been a sharp decline in passengers, as you might imagine, when the COVID-19 hit. But it actually came at a good timing for them because they're doing that huge remodel and mm-hmm. expansion of the terminal building. And so it allowed them to really hit it hard over there. And they've made their way ahead of schedule because they've been able to work on it more. So there's $25 million worth of projects going on at the airport right now. And that really helps our economy. And kudos to Jeff Wadecamper. He does such an excellent job over there, and Smoke Jumper has moved upstairs into that new expansion, and so you'll look to see a huge expansion for them in that, having a restaurant up there that'll seat a lot of people.
Okay. I love a good Smoke Jumper lunch.
Yeah, they have excellent food, and you know, they also own the Odd Fellows mm-hmm. Inn, and those two guys that own that just work so hard. They're just amazing people.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I actually had a dinner evening with them one time with some friends,
yeah.
And they're just really great guys.
Oh, and they're cooking. They really have good food.
Yeah, they're really, really nice too.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, thanks for coming in and chatting, and I hope the weather cooperates with you tomorrow.
It's going to clear off this afternoon, and then tomorrow we're going to have 73 degrees, sunny weather, and a great day at Bill Roberts.
I'll talk to Kurt. I tell everybody he's in charge of the weather. So,
I'll make sure he's got that note.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let Kurt know, and we'll clear out the weather for you. So
awesome.
Thanks for coming in. There's always so much going on in the community, especially right now. There's businesses coming in.
Exactly.
And I think that's fantastic.
Helena,
they're expanding.
And
yeah, it's great. We're going to see great things happening this summer in Helena. Kathy, we're all out of time.
All right. Thanks so much.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.